New York. Amazon has announced a landmark $11.57 billion agreement to acquire Globalstar, marking a decisive escalation in its ambitions to compete in the rapidly expanding satellite internet market. The move underscores Amazon's intent to close the widening gap with SpaceX's Starlink network, currently the dominant force in global satellite broadband. The acquisition will significantly strengthen Amazon's satellite capabilities by integrating Globalstar's existing constellation of roughly 24 satellites into its broader low Earth orbit, LEO, network, which already exceeds 200 satellites. Amazon is targeting a full deployment of approximately 3,200 satellites by 2029, with a critical regulatory milestone requiring about half of that constellation to be operational by July. Direct-to-device technology at the core. A key strategic advantage of the deal lies in Globalstar's direct-to-device, D2D, technology. This system enables satellite connectivity directly to smartphones and other devices without reliance on terrestrial cellular infrastructure. The capability is particularly valuable for emergency communications and connectivity in remote or underserved regions. Amazon plans to leverage this technology to roll out its own D2D services by 2028, positioning itself in a segment that is expected to see significant growth as telecom operators and technology firms race to eliminate connectivity gaps. Apple partnership remains intact. Importantly, Globalstar's existing partnership with Apple will continue under the new ownership structure. The satellite provider currently supports features such as emergency SOS and Find My services on Apple devices. Apple had previously invested approximately $1.5 billion in Globalstar in 2024, securing a 20% equity stake and supporting expansion plans for a next-generation satellite network expected to scale up to 54 satellites. Amazon confirmed it has entered into an agreement with Apple to maintain these services, ensuring continuity for millions of users globally. Despite Amazon's aggressive expansion, Starlink, operated by SpaceX, remains far ahead, with a constellation exceeding 10,000 satellites and a user base of more than 9 million worldwide. The company is also advancing its own D2D capabilities through telecom partnerships, including collaborations with T-Mobile. Industry analysts view Amazon's acquisition as both a defensive and offensive maneuver. By securing Globalstar's spectrum assets and infrastructure, Amazon not only strengthens its competitive positioning but also accelerates its entry into next-generation satellite services. Under the terms of the deal, Globalstar shareholders can opt to receive $90 per share in cash or 0.3210 shares of Amazon stock for each share held. The offer represents a premium of over 31% compared to Globalstar's closing price on April 1st, prior to initial reports of acquisition discussions. Amazon noted that the final valuation may fluctuate depending on its share price at the time of closing. The transaction, expected to close next year, remains subject to regulatory approvals, including clearance from the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, as well as the achievement of specific satellite deployment milestones. The deal reflects a broader consolidation trend within the satellite communication sector, as companies seek scale and technological advantage to compete with SpaceX's vertically integrated model and unmatched launch capacity.